Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:06. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And we're streaming, I think we're streaming at this point 24 hours a day, aren't we, Bob?
That is my understanding.
Okay, so you got a show out there you want to listen to, and there it is. You know, we're running it live. Well, as live as we get. And, in fact, like I said, speaking of being almost alive, there's Bad Bob.
Always wait for the second cup.
But the bright part of this whole day, since it looks like it's going to be cloudy and overcast most of the day, is sitting right here next to me, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. And, you know, it's not just that you have to keep that sunny disposition. Today, there's going to be scattered thunderstorms after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Tonight, isolated showers before 11 p.m., so and it's currently 47 degrees. We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. The weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Don't forget, April 15th, their Show Shine Wine and Dine out there. We'll be out there celebrating this whole cool April Nights week with Bo Hopkins and Beverly D'Angelo and Paul Amat. And not only that, there's going to be 50-plus cars out there. Later on, we're going to be talking with what we're serving out there. We do have some special announcements for different events that are going on in town. There is the Wednesday, April 21st, mark your calendar. There's the Really Senior Prom. It's a food, music, and fun musical for seniors of all ages. That's going to be at the Shasta Senior Nutrition. It's going to be like a high school prom. It's a chance for you to relive your memories. It's $5. And that, again, is at the Shasta Nutrition Center on Wednesday, April 21st. It's called the Really Senior Prom. Also, April 17th, Dinner Theater, Summer Mischief. That is at Liberty Christian High School. It's going to be the 15th, 16th, and 17th at 5 p.m. It is Dinner Theater called Summer Mischief. That's 3782 Churn Creek Road in Reading. Earth Day, for some of you who, what are your options to be doing over, you know, the next week? April 22nd, celebrate the 40th anniversary of Earth Day with three free community events. The Shasta College is going to host their second sustainability conference. That's at their main campus, and it's going to feature a variety of seminars with topics including Shasta College Project, green building, organic farming, the community teaching garden, and that kind of stuff. And also on Friday, April 23rd, there's going to be a free film premiere of No Impact Man at the Cascade Theater. It's a critically acclaimed film about the year-long journey of one man who takes his family on to live with a zero impact on the environment. Saturday, the 24th, is the 2010 Whole Earth and Watershed Festival to Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So for those of you who are interested in, you know, staying green and all that stuff, there you go.
Well,
couple of the announcements.
Almost time for the farm reports.
Hey, they do that in Nebraska. You know, when we were driving back to Sturgis a couple years back?
Yeah.
They really do talk about grain.
They do. They talk about the price of pork bellies. They talk about how much cattle we're going for, but
we're not in
Colorado.
No, but I hear there's wild horses on the run this morning.
Okay, I think that's, we have a traffic alert right here.
Yes, according to the California Highway Patrol, the incident took place at Westlake Ranch and Ronda Road at Matthew Lane. And it looks as though they're getting it taken care of as of the latest update. About 10 to 12 horses ended up out on the roadway. But the latest update indicates that they have been rounded up.
Oh, well, good. They probably they had a little fun party there.
Just call for the Reading Police. They can do defuse acid bombs. They can go round up horses. They can do any of that stuff. You know, today on our show, when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about just what's happening in Arizona. It sounds like they're trying to take the state back. And what's happening in Washington, D.C.? Can we say a value-added tax? And today on our show, we have, of course, Steve Poizner is going to call in at 7:30. Talk to him. He's running to be the Republican candidate for governor in the elections this year, running against Meg Whitman. But he's going to be on for a half an hour or so. And then we're going to be talking to Reverge Anselmo, owner of the Seven Hills Cattle Company, but also participating in the Cool April Nights and the Show and Shine and everything else that's going on around here. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567. The time is 7:14. And it looks like we're going to have mixed weather today. Maybe actually some thunderstorms. Now, look, and I want to talk about it.
Currently 45 degrees.
I want to talk about an event that's going to happen this morning about 11 o'clock about Igo Cemetery. A Marine is being laid to rest, Roy Hopkins, World War II vet. I know there's going to be a lot of people up there, but, you know, we're going to be up there, too. You know, Hoppy was, you know, was very well thought of and very well respected in our community. And his service, like I said, is going today at 11 o'clock up at Igo. And, you know, it's not that far away. Yeah, it looks like it could be raining, but, you know, that's why they put roofs on cars. Okay, what's going on in Arizona? It seems that Arizona has just gone very state wide, and they become very much a 10th Amendment state, taking back the state and trying to make it safe. The Arizona lawmakers have just passed the toughest state law against illegal immigration in the country. The measure makes it a crime to be in Arizona without proper immigration papers and gives police the right to determine whether a person is legal, even if he or she is not a suspect in some other crime. And what they're saying is that it used to be is that you'd have to, you know, stop somebody for, you know, for the cause that they've committed a crime in this. Now the police can ask for papers to people that they pull over for other things. It means that they can then take the people and push them out of the state. It's a crime now to be there without the proper papers. You know, Arizona has been fighting a war on its border for years. And for the longest time, John McCain was against putting troops on the border. Two things have happened. One, there was a very well-respected rancher down there that was killed, and they followed the track straight back to the border. So they're not sure if it was a scout for a narco group coming across, or it was just coyotes bringing other people across, but the rancher was killed. They'd been ranchers there for, you know, since the early 1900s. And then McCain's running for office. But McCain has come out and said it's time to put the National Guard on the border in Arizona. It's that bad. And then if you remember when Colonel Tim Garrity was here the other day, he was talking about the tie-in between Hezbollah and the narco-terrorist. You know, it's a type of thing, you know, people can say, oh no, that's paranoia. Well, no, it's not. Narcotics runners, you know, take the money. People pay them to take people across the border. People pay them to take objects across the border because they've got so many routes. You know, they've been doing it for so long. So you might want to think about that. You know, Iran has moved into Venezuela with Hugo Chavez. So there's a problem there. So at least they're toughening it up along Arizona's borders. Now, the other thing Arizona did was they passed a new gun bill that allows you to carry a concealed weapon without a concealed weapons permit. Yeah, that's right. You get anybody in the state of Arizona, and it looks like the governor's going to sign it, can now carry a concealed weapon without a permit. In the state of California, of course, you have to apply. You have to go through a background check. You have to show that you've been trained in using the weapon. So what do you think? You think that's a good idea? You think it's a good idea that gun owners no longer have to complete a mandatory 8 hours of safety training, that they can just take a weapon and buy it at the store? And by the way, I think they've got the instant checks. You know, they can check and see if you've got a criminal background or if there's some reason you shouldn't get it. I don't think there's a waiting period like they have in California of 10 days. So you can go down to a store. It appears, buy yourself a weapon, buy yourself a holster, and put it underneath your coat. Now, in Arizona, you could always carry a weapon if it wasn't concealed. In other words, you could carry it on you.
Is there a 10-day waiting period?
I don't think there's a 10-day waiting period.
You mean like buy the gun and take it home?
Oh, buy the gun, buy a holster, put it underneath your coat. You're now carrying a concealed weapon. All right, let's go to the phones. Bob, you're on KCNR.
Hi, Carl, Linda.
Morning.
Morning. Yeah, carrying a gun, I mean, bad guy's going to carry a gun anyway, but I feel if you're going to carry a gun, you should be trained in it, be familiar with it, at least shoot it once a month, target practice. That's a good deterrent to crime. I mean, it's been proven time and time again.
Well, it's a fact that there's been more and more people asking, or going through background checks for weapons and over the past 2 or 3 years. And the murder rate has dropped in the United States. But my question is kind of like you, Bob, is, you know, I believe people should have the right to carry a weapon, a concealed weapon. I think it should just be a right to do that. But
yes.
I also think, though, that having seen, even seeing people that are familiar with weapons make mistakes, I would think that you would need to have at least some kind of safety course or some background in it. You know, if you've been in the military, at least you've handled weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But to have somebody walk in, buy a weapon, put it on, put it as concealed, and walk out without perhaps the basics of how that weapon really works is kind of a scary idea.
Oh yeah, you need to be trained on it. Like I say, you should at least do target practicing and be familiar with it.
Yeah, you should be able
drawing it out and shooting it once a month anyway.
Yeah, the other thing too is you got to understand the ramifications of that weapon when you fire it, where that round is going. I mean, it's not movie time here where you're shooting 8 times and hitting 12 guys. It's 12 bad guys. It's the fact is you shoot and it, goes through people, goes through another person. I mean, it's just things that you just basic knowledge. And so I don't know if I agree with this. I agree 100% in a person being able to have a weapon and being able to carry it concealed. But I'm not sure if I want to be at a dinner party with Joe the salesman who just happens to pull it out.
Yeah, show it off there. Oops.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, Bob, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You're welcome. See you later.
You bet.
Bye, thank you.
We gotta take a quick break here. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're streaming on KCNR 1460. If you got a question, send them to Linda at KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. The time is 7:22. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Classic.
7:24. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, there's a lot of things going on this week. And, one of them that goes on every day, of course, is the weather.
That's correct. Today is going to have, we're going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. It's currently 45 degrees with a high of today going to be 62. Tonight, isolated showers before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low of around 42. The weather is brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Now, for many of you, you know that there's been such a toss-up or crazy things going on, of course, with Jay Leno moving around with time. Well, Kevin Eubanks is going to be leaving as the musical director, of course, for The Tonight Show. But replacing him is longtime music director Kevin Eubanks from American Idol. In an announcement Tuesday, Miner is expected to debut on June 7th. The current season of American Idol ends in late May, and after which Miner will continue to consult with Idol creator Simon Fuller on various projects. He has also served as musical director on the Super Bowl, the Grammy Awards, and the NAACP Image Awards. So I'll be looking for a new musical director. And also we have to give you a little bit of an announcement here, or how about a warning? And, Bob, how about if you let our listeners know what to be looking out for on Facebook?
Well, this has been a problem on Facebook for quite some time. And as two people I know, one of whom is a public official, have been infected with what's known as the Kubeface virus on their computer. The way it works, you get a message on your Facebook account purporting to be from a friend that says, hey, got this great video, got a funny video, or something a little more salacious. You click on the link, and it says, oh, your player needs to be updated. That's when the virus is delivered into your computer. It's a very nasty piece of malware that does a couple of things. First of all, it's harvesting your passwords and your financial information. Also, it is spreading itself to other people's computers. Another friend of mine who got this on her computer wound up taking her machine to a repair shop, cost her $600 because she had data on a computer she needed to recover. So the bottom line here is, first of all, be very wary of links in Facebook, just like you would be wary of a link in an email that's supposedly from your bank. Never click on it directly. Close that email, close that message, and type in the address of your bank or whatever directly and see if there is a legitimate update or if it's a legitimate message. No bank will have you update your information via an email online. They will not do it. Call them on the phone. That's your best protection.
Thank you. Well,
a lot of, you know, it's just common sense and not trust the internet. You know, how many times have you gotten a message from somebody who says, I know this is true. You know, I just know this is true. And then you check, and of course it's not true. Hey, what's going on today? Cool April Nights. Yes, Cool April Nights is still going. Their registration today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're going to have a show and shine at Shasta View Chevron by Cross Petroleum from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the sponsors, volunteers, and participants' dinners at the Big Tent at 6 p.m. today. They're going to have Foothill High School, the Club Cougar Band, there from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I tell you what, it's still going. It looks like, and the weather's clearing off today. I think tomorrow and through this weekend it ought to be pretty good. Now, as we say, we have Steve Poizner coming on at 7:30, so there's a couple other subjects we wanted to roll through here.
Well, first of all, can I make a special announcement about the post office extending their hours? I think it's very important for our listeners who happen to wait to the last minute, clenching your tax forms to your chest. The main branch of the Reading Post Office on Churn Creek Road, that's 2323 Churn Creek Road, is going to extend its collection hours to 9 p.m. Thursday to accommodate income tax filers. Now, also, the post office has a limited supply of tax forms and advises residents to obtain forms from the IRS and or state franchise tax board to file returns. Be sure to address the envelope clearly and correctly using the correct zip code and always use a return address.
Well, you know, I was laughing, you know, when you said that until I remembered I have not paid the money that I owe the state of California.
Oh, no. Because yesterday we were like, okay, now what was it? Oh, hello?
Yeah, I owe the state of California $100. And I wouldn't want to have the state of California not get my $100. And there's a little form that I have to attach to the check. So I will do that.
Can we take that to our tax guy, or do we have to do the whole thing with the...
No. But he sent us the form because he's really good. And he knows. And then he sends me a reminder. And then his secretary calls me and says, Carl, mail this. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We come back, Steve Poizner's on the line, and we will be talking heavy politics right here in the state of California. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on Cool April Nights Week. It's Carl and Linda Bot. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's now 7:32. This portion of the show brought to you by the Bathroom Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in business over 30 years.
37.
37 years. And the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, Espresso Joe's, can serve any type of coffee you want. And not only that, we'll show you how to use your coffee making equipment. How do you make that cup of cappuccino? Well, they'll show you that.
Congratulations. Yeah. Show and Jelly.
That's right.
Joe and Shelly. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all that 50s music, you know.
Got us going. Okay, you know, our guest is calling in, Steve Poizner. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Well, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you're up here, you're going to be having a rally today.
at
actually a town hall.
The town hall meeting
at Moss Lumber.
All right.
And what time does that go?
That's at 11 o'clock to noon, 5321 East Side Road. And if for people who want to ask me questions or learn more about the campaign or just to talk about how to get this broken state of ours back on track, come on by at 11 o'clock at Moss Lumber.
Well, what a wonderful place to have at Moss Lumber. It's a great family story of somebody who started a lived in Burt Ranch and built a their own logging company, and through the years have just served the great North State here and many places throughout the world. So it's a wonderful place to have chosen, Steve.
Oh, great. Well, really look forward to it.
Now, Steve, you know, for the people that may not be as familiar with you as others are, can you give us some background, who you are and, you know, and how you got here?
Sure. So I grew up in Texas and came out to California about 30 years ago. Got my MBA from Stanford, and then I came out here to California because 30 years ago, this was the best place on the planet to start and grow companies. And I spent about 20 years in Silicon Valley starting and running companies pretty successfully. My last company was called SnapTrack, where we figured out a way to put a GPS receiver into a cell phone so that when you dial 911 from the cell phone, the emergency operators will know exactly where you're calling from. That turned out to be an important feature, Carl and Linda. We have about 700 million phones now have this GPS location technology, and we've saved hundreds of lives with it because when people dial 911 in an emergency, they often can't pinpoint their location. You know, it can be done now with this technology. So I sold that company to Qualcomm, the large cell phone company, a few years ago, and then I made a decision. I decided I just cannot sit on the sidelines politically any longer in California, that I could tell that the people running the state driving off of a cliff and that California was going to go through a meltdown. Well, here we are, unfortunately, going through the worst economic crisis in the 160-year history of the state of California, and I'm running for governor to get this great state back on track. Not only do I have 20 years of experience at making a payroll under my belt, but now I have 8 years of success in public service, too, to demonstrate that I've got the leadership skills and the ability to put teams of people together to solve tough problems. You know, I was elected insurance commissioner 3 years ago. It's one of only 8 positions elected statewide. When I got to this massive Department of Insurance, I got to work, overhauled the whole place. I've got a great team of people, over 1,000 employees, but we've been able to cut our operating expenses permanently by 15% over the last 3 years. And I've been able to push my surplus that I've generated, multi-million-dollar surplus, back into the marketplace by cutting taxes and fees on insurance agents and brokers that fund my department. We've also gotten a lot done. You know, as insurance commissioner, I oversee the entire insurance markets. I've aggressively focused on insurance fraud. My 200 police officers and I that work for the Department of Insurance and my fraud unit, you know, we've arrested over 2,000 people for, you know, people, you know, ripping off the system that drives up insurance rates, and that's not going to happen under my watch. That's why we've really focused on cracking down on insurance fraud. Now, I'm here running for governor now because I think California is heading in exactly the wrong direction. I want to take California in a completely different direction. It's going to require the implementation of some basic conservative principles, including tax cuts and smart spending cuts. But working together, we can get this great state back on track.
Okay. You know, one of the things you talk about is tort reform. And when you want to talk about the economy and the jobs, but you also talk about reforming the state, I think, pension systems. And so how you know, this has become such a huge problem here. There's been we've had on our show before a guy named Stephen Greenhut who wrote Plunder. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, but okay, you should be. I guess everybody that's running for office should at least read this thing at least once. So how can you get the unions back under control?
Well, it's a great question. The public employee unions comprise just a small percentage of the total population, but the lion's share of the political power. I'm here in Sacramento right now, about to hop into a car to drive to Redding here shortly. But here in Sacramento, I got to tell you, they dominate the place. And so I propose and I support a ballot initiative. You know, that would curb, you know, public employee union power. We just have to do that. Otherwise, we'll never get any of these reforms passed here for the state of California. And the specific initiative that I support. It's called the Paycheck Protection Initiative, and it would require public employee unions to get permission from their union members first before automatically pulling money out of their paycheck to use for political purposes. Right now, they have pretty much unlimited access to political action committee money by just tapping into the paychecks of all their employees automatically. That shouldn't be allowed. They should ask. They have needed permission in advance. If we implemented that, we would curb public employee union power quite a bit.
Well, didn't Arnold try that a few years ago? Wasn't that a ballot initiative?
That. Yeah, he sure did in 2005. It's been tried, a few times here in California. Always failed, but in 2005, it only failed by 3 or 4 points. What the governor should have done is come right back and he should have done it again. I mean, the thing about the state of California is that it's worth fighting for. This is a great state, but there's some powerful forces that are out there trying to block reform. Sometimes you got to try, you fail, you got to try it again. You got to try it again until you get it done. And unfortunately, Governor Schwarzenegger, lost his appetite, for those kinds of reforms, and then he moved on to be the global warming champion, which is wasn't what he was hired to do. I mean, unfortunately, over the last several years, the unemployment rate's doubled, and the debt's gone through the roof, and taxes have gone up, and jobs are leaving. We need to get this state back on track, and I want to implement these sweeping reforms, and I think the voters are going to be behind me now. In the middle of this crisis, they're looking for big, bold changes.
Well, Steve, we've got to take a quick break here, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about what are some of those sweeping changes. Then I'd like to go on to the illegal immigration problem. It seems like there's a battle going on between you and your opponent on who could be the toughest here.
Okay.
But there's also all types of things flying around, as you know. So hang on here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. The time is 7:40. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. The time is 7:43. Our guest is Steve Poizner, running to be the Republican candidate to run against whoever the Democrats put up, which looks like Jerry Brown.
For California governor.
So, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Again, thank you so much for calling in. We have several callers on the line. Let's go to the first one here. John, you're on KCNR. You have a question for Mr. Poizner?
Good morning, Steve. Yes, I do. I'd like to know your campaign positioning on the borders, illegal aliens, and whether or not you're willing to put the National Guard down on the border to enforce our borders from the influx of illegal aliens, and what we can do to relieve the pressures of the state economy by sending some of them back and keeping them off of our medical care.
Well, John, a great question. My views on illegal immigration, really cemented for me when I worked in the White House. I was in the National Security Council in the counterterrorism group for President Bush a few years ago. I started my job September 4th, 2001. 1 week before the 9/11 crisis, so I was there building a new Homeland Security plan post 9/11. It was an intense, great opportunity to serve the country there. I'm convinced that border security is a huge national security issue for this state and this country. As governor, I will do what it takes to secure our border, working with federal authorities. If I have to, I will send the National Guard to the border. In addition, I'll send the California Highway Patrol to the border if need be. We need to secure our borders, absolutely, for a whole variety of economic and national security reasons. But I'll go well beyond that. I am making dealing with the problems of illegal immigration one of the key centerpieces of my campaign. Honestly, Carl and Linda and John, there hasn't been a Republican candidate for governor, any candidate for anything that's had the guts to even talk about illegal immigration for 20 years. Now, this is a big difference between Meg Whitman and me. Meg Whitman has said many times that she thinks it's mainly a federal issue. She's also clear that she supports a path to citizenship, which is what amnesty is all about. I completely oppose amnesty. In fact, I want to cut off all reasons why people would want to come to this state or this country in the first place, illegally. That's why I support cutting off taxpayer-funded benefits. We spend billions and billions a year funding people who are here illegally. We got to stop those benefits that flow to people that are here illegally. Meg Whitman won't go that far. This is a major difference between the two of us in this campaign.
Thank you, Steve. You've earned my respect.
Thanks, John, for your phone call.
Bye. Thank you.
You know, one of the things, are you willing to put the National Guard on the border?
Yes, I am willing to put the National Guard on the border and the California Highway Patrol on the border if that's what we have to do. By the way, we've done this before. A few years ago, the southern states, including Arizona and New Mexico, got together with California where the National Guard from each of those states were trained by federal authorities, went to the border, and it was a very successful program. And then it just expired in 2008. When I'm governor, I'm going to do what it takes to secure our border.
What about the harsh or enforcing the rules for businessmen that hire illegals?
Yeah, I think that there are two key magnets that draw people here illegally. And one is getting access to these taxpayer-funded benefits, which I mentioned cost billions of dollars a year, and we just can't afford that. For example, you can go to California colleges and universities and get access to in-state tuition even though you're not here legally. I mean, that's just wrong, and I'm going to put an end to that. But also there's the jobs magnet. People, of course, come here for jobs. As governor, I do have the authority, and I will use my authority to enforce the laws on employers. If employers hire people here in the state of California, they have to make sure that those people are here legally. If employers hire folks that are here illegally, when I'm governor, I will revoke their business license. I will enforce the law. And if we turn these magnets off, then we'll hopefully get the result we're looking for. If you can't come here to get access to our taxpayer-funded benefits, and if you can't come here to get access to jobs, then hopefully folks will decide not to come to California illegally in the first place.
Mr. Poizner, this is Linda, and good morning.
Good morning.
Something that's very controversial now in our state is the legalization, the topic. It's so hot right now, the legalization of marijuana, and you draw a hard line on that. Will you share that with our listeners? Also, would you comment on the inland where they grow the drugs?
Well, I just don't support, you know, legalization of drugs, especially when people are all motivated to legalize pot so that we can tax it to generate another revenue source for Sacramento. The last thing Sacramento needs right now is another revenue source through more taxes. We tax already too much. Sacramento needs to get disciplined here. We need to cut spending here the smart way in order to balance the budget with no more taxes, no more debt, no more smoke and mirrors. But beyond that, you know, I've worked a lot with kids. You know, I was a high school teacher for a year, you know, at a school in East San Jose. It's just my opinion that if you legalize pot, it will increase its usage amongst kids and adults. I don't think that would be a good thing for California.
Well, you know, as you probably know, up here in the we have the Emerald Triangle up here, and we're always seems like we're in the midst of gathering up hundreds of thousands of plants, and people don't seem to realize that, you know, these aren't your mom and pop little growth areas there. They're doing their 12 plants or their 15 plants. We've got acres, hundreds of acres, and on people's private property that destroys their property. And I don't think that people understand just how bad the situation can be up here. I mean, it's one thing for people to have a plant or six plants or one thing, but it's another to have a, you know, 453,000 plants. One of the things I wanted to go into is you talked about streamlining government and bringing more jobs here, and one of the ways is by, you know, cutting taxes. But what are some other ways, Steve?
Well, I have a jobs package, Carl and Linda, on my website. And if I can mention my website, everything that I'm talking about today,
absolutely.
I have lots of detail. I'm the only candidate running that has a $20 billion budget balancing plan. But anyhow, my website, stevepoizner.com, you can get all the policy papers on this. But my jobs package includes not only tax cuts that you mentioned, and I do think we need to cut taxes broadly across the board in order to be competitive. That's why I'm proposing a 10% cut in sales taxes, income taxes, and a 50% cut in capital gains taxes. And that will reduce our tax rates broadly, aggressively, bring more jobs back. The tax base actually grows after you cut taxes to make California more competitive. By the way, this is another major difference between Meg Whitman and me. She opposes across-the-board tax cuts. She may be the only Republican candidate ever in the history of the country as a Republican to oppose across-the-board tax cuts. But she does, and it's one of those important differences between the two of us. But beyond that, I also believe that we need tort reform. And I know, Carl, you mentioned that a moment ago. This is a lawsuit-crazy state. The average size of tort awards, you know, lawsuit awards in California, about 50% higher than the national average. I'm proposing to put a cap on non-economic damages for all tort awards at $250,000. Now, if you have economic damages, there shouldn't be any cap there, but a cap on non-economic damages will get control of some of these crazy, you know, lawsuits that, you know, really make it tough on job creators in California.
Wouldn't it just be as, wouldn't it be just as easy as to say that the that if you bring a lawsuit against somebody and you lose, that you pay for it?
That's another reform that I support, and I think that's another excellent idea. Loser pays, and that will also make people think twice about bringing these frivolous lawsuits. So I think that's very important. And finally, the final key component of my jobs package has to do with regulatory overhaul. I mean, honestly, if you want to build a manufacturing plant in California, I mean, you basically can't. I mean, it just takes years and years. We actually mapped out how many permits you would need to build a pet food store in Sacramento. And it takes about 25 permits from a half a dozen different, you know, government agencies. And even that takes a long time. If you want to build something that manufactures products, then it's going to be much more painful. I want to streamline this whole process of getting permits by creating a one-stop shop website where you go to one place to get all your permitting information. And then I want to create a dispute resolution system, because every time you want to build a manufacturing plant of some type, you know, these environmental lawsuits emerge. I want to create a dispute resolution system that will get to an answer in 1 year or less, so that people who want to create jobs in California can get the certainty and get some answers that they need. So streamlining the permitting process, cutting taxes, some tort reform, if we put that package together, Carl and Linda, you watch what happens. People want to come back to California. People love California. It's a fantastic state. If we would simply get out of the way, jobs will come back. And boy, do we need jobs. The fact is, our unemployment right now is approaching 20% if you throw in all the people who are underemployed, too. That's 4 million Californians who need jobs or need full-time jobs. That's depression-level unemployment, depression-level misery. That's why job creation is my top priority as governor.
Okay, see, we have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll let you finish up, make those last statements, you know, that you want people to remember here. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line is 605-4567. Our guest is Steve Poizner. Okay, one quick question here. Death penalty.
I support the death penalty. Certain crimes deserve the ultimate punishment. I'm a supporter.
You know, Steve, what we're hearing from you is that you are really a bottom-line guy. I'm hearing the hard line, and I like it.
Well, Linda, I got to tell you, I think voters in this state, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents alike, they're just sick and tired of the typical political babble that comes out of candidates' mouth. I think that we're in a major meltdown right now, huge crisis, and what voters are looking for is a straight shooter who's got problem-solving skills and a track record to deliver. Fact is, people ask me all the time, why on earth would I want to be governor in the midst of this crisis? But honestly, this is the perfect time to be running for governor and to be governor. Sometimes it takes a real crisis like this to galvanize a whole new working coalition to go after these fundamental structural reforms. See, half measures won't do here. This is going to require broad, sweeping reforms to get California back on track. That's what my campaign's all about.
Well, you know, the fact is that, you know, when we're talking to other people that are running for the assembly, running for the, you know, the state senate and this, is that just getting a bill out of the committees is impossible at times because of the Democrats control the committees, and trying to get a bill out is, they get voted down 4-3, 5-4, and these kind of things. How are you going to fix that?
Well, I support a part-time legislature, and I'm going to push to get that on the ballot. I want to convert the legislature from full-time to part-time and then cut their salaries in half. What would that do? Well, if they had half the salary, they would actually have to have a job someplace else. I think that would be a great thing, to have people from the trenches, you know, teachers and bus drivers and police officers that actually have real-world experiences, send them to Sacramento, let them make these tough policy choices. 42 states have a part-time legislature now. California had a part-time legislature from 1850 to 1967. I think we began to go downhill rapidly in the 1970s when the legislature became full-time. These career politicians emerged. Jerry Brown became governor, too, for the first time, and that was a perfect storm disaster, really. We've been deteriorating since the 1970s. We can turn this great state around, though. Nothing holding us back except political failure and leadership failure.
Steve,
that's why in the middle of this crisis, we have a great opportunity.
Steve, we have a few minutes left. Again, for our listeners, Steve will be at Moss Lumber at 11 o'clock today. Going to be driving up from Sacramento. So for those of you who would like to meet Steve, again, we always say look him in the eye and ask the candidate. This is your chance today at 11 o'clock. Steve, closing thoughts.
Well, this is a fantastic state. It has, you know, great weather, beautiful natural resources, tremendous people. I know that we're in a real jam now with jobs leaving, schools are deteriorating, but let's take advantage of this opportunity now. Let's put together a new working coalition. Let's take our state back from these career politicians who've driven us off of a cliff. And I know working together, we can and we will get this great state back on track.
Hey, Steve, we've got a, again, we have like 2 minutes, but we have a caller in. So, hey, Jeff.
Yes.
You're on KCNR.
Good morning, gentlemen and Linda. One of the questions that, the one question that I have that I'll work on is we need somebody within the state of California as well as our congressional people to help us fight the Forest Service. To me, it's not just an issue of taking away land rights. It's an issue of recreation and economy. A lot of the quad shops are having difficulty selling quads, motorcycles. I know that I just got back from a week in Oregon. I make more trips to Oregon than I do anywhere in California now because of the attitude of the Forest Service towards us. Is there any way that you could help fight that issue with us?
Thanks, Jeff, for the phone call.
Are you talking about the, Jim, the U.S. Forest Service?
Yeah, the U.S. Forest Service has essentially put the put roads off limits to people up here and just has really cut back on the people's ability to use the forest.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a big believer in states' rights. You know, when I taught high school, 12th grade American government, one of my favorite amendments to the Constitution that we talked a lot about in class was the 10th Amendment, the states' rights amendment. And I also think it applies to the water crisis in California, too. There's too many unelected federal bureaucrats or unelected federal judges that are just taking over the natural resources or the water supply of the state of California. I do think that's wrong, and as governor, I will sue the federal government. I'll sue these judges or these bureaucrats, take these cases all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court based on the 10th Amendment. We here in California have a right to control our own natural resources.
You know, Steve, you know, obviously a half hour is not enough time here. So when you can work in your schedule again, we'll work with your people. We'd like to have you on. If next time you come up here right on the show, come on in here and join us in the studio, or
we'll
at least another phone call in for an hour segment.
Yes,
well, that would be great, Carl and Linda. I really have enjoyed it. And would love to talk about how we're going to cut government spending, too. I mean, there's a lot to talk about there. You know, I've been able to cut my expenses at the Department of Insurance permanently by 15%. We need to do the same kind of thing across the state of California.
Great.
We'll talk about that next time.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our second segment. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 at 7:05. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can also send us questions to Linda at KCNR1460.com.
The weather currently is 47 degrees. We're going to have scattered thunderstorms today. I'm certainly hoping that does not happen because we have so many wonderful show and shines here with this cool April night, which leads us into our next special guest talking about some things that are happening here that you don't want to miss.
You know, you've probably heard of the Seven Hill Land and Cattle Company and Anselmo's Vineyard because, one, we talk about it a lot, as do many people that know about it. But we have today the owner and the, you know, head cowboy, which is essentially true, is R.C. Anselmo. And then also along with him is the chef out there at the vineyards, John Stadelli. Good morning, gents.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Fine. R.C., you know, a lot of people, you know, that go out there and they look at what a beautiful place Anselmo Vineyards is in the Seven Hills, but they don't know too much about you. You know, a lot of it's hearsay, a lot of it's stuff that may or may not be true. Let's talk about you for a minute.
All right, well, fine. That's usually one of my favorite subjects. but anyway, I'm not a movie producer, just so everybody knows that. I don't read scripts. I don't consult on movies. I had a terrible experience in that business more than 10 years ago. I don't dabble in it anymore. It was very painful. I'm not ashamed of anything I did in that business, but it was not a good business for me. What else? Yeah, I guess I used to be the head cowboy there, but I got my shoulder broken and then, you know, a bunch of operations. So I'm not in the field as much as I used to be.
Well, you know, I think that when people see the word movie producer, they have this, you know, they have this thought in their mind. And it's...
Yeah, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a Hollywood liberal. Thank you, Reading Searchlight.
You all might want to sit down and hang on for this one. You know, RC is not shy about his opinions, and I can guarantee you he is not a liberal from Hollywood.
No.
You know, one of the things that we saw was, and I wanted to talk to you about, was how did you happen to come to Reading, or to out there in Inwood, but to the North State here?
Yeah, honestly, I was out of a job. I had no more business to do in Hollywood. I was shown the door. And I was out there with a horse that I dragged in a trailer across the country from New York. And he hated California, especially Southern California, where the earth moves a little bit. He was so unhappy, he was punching holes in the roof of his border stall. And we were there about 2-3 months. Nothing could get going. And I really had no options. I needed a job. My horse needed a job. And I decided, number one, let's get this horse happy, because it's only me and him now. Whatever it is, my life is going to be made up on his back. So I started looking for green grass in California in the month of July. And I looked at two places that Tyler Martinez showed me and Don Rickey. One was this huge thing that just sold out in Ruth. Wow, can't get anywhere near that thing. It would be murderous and insane. It's a beautiful place, but it's 3 hours drive to the mailbox, you know. And the next one was this ranch. And I, you know, my father had sent me out to ranches in Montana since I was the age of 5. And I knew, this is the first ranch I've ever owned, but I've been around them a lot. And I saw that the bones were great. And immediately, as I walked under that big oak tree out there, I knew if I brought my horse here, he would graze and lie down under that tree and take a nap, which is what he did. That's the first thing that happened. And then it was just me, my horse Colabar, and a horse called Fender, who's still around in town, by the way. But just the three of us, and we started working on that ranch. That's what it was.
That's great. You know, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, the building of that ranch and that great vineyard. And we're also going to be talking about the events that are happening out there this weekend. That go, you know, that support the, you know, the Coypo Knights, but also is, you know, separate but equal out there, too. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. For low, you know, somebody called in and said the stream had stopped over the computer. It's back up again. We just reset.
It's 8:13.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center off Athens. Man's last stronghold. You want a haircut? They give haircuts. You're not going to find gels. You're not going to find hair dryers. And I know you're never going to find a pedicure there. You can tell as soon as you walk in. The magazines there, Guns and Ammo, National Geographic. I mean, this is man's last stronghold, my friends. They shave around your ears. You get good conversation. DC Tim and the Mysterious Hair Cutter are there, and they do a great job. Go down and see them. Mention Free Fire Radio. You won't get a thing, but they will say hello to you, and they'll be friendly. All right. Hey, our guest today is R.C. Anselmo and John Stadelli from the Anselmo Vineyards, but also the Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. We were talking to R.C. about his, he and his two horses have come up here, and they found the right place. and you decided then to build the ranch.
The ranch, a lot of it was there. It just needed a root canal and an overhaul. But the water situation was good. The pastures were fertile. They were all cluttered up with the weeds and star thistle and mullein and blackberry bushes. But we spent a couple of years getting through that. It was just the three of us, basically. My wife wasn't even there yet for another 7-8 months. And I guess the first thing that had to be determined was to decide whether we're going to be a winery or take out the 10 acres of vines that were there and put it back into cattle pasture. And it was either go the whole way and put that product into a bottle or take it all out. And I had made wine with my father for 10 years when I was a kid. And he died in 95, but I could hear him telling me, don't you dare bulldoze a vineyard. You know. So I didn't, and I put it in the bottle and didn't know what the adventure would be. But as you know, we've had plenty of our wine together, the three of us, and we're very happy with what we do, yeah.
We're very happy with it, too.
We love your product, and we love the food. And, you know, Chef Stadelli, we say if you're going to try to find 5-star in town, this is the place to go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well, now, so you decided to keep the vineyards there. So that means you have to take some more steps to be able to bottle the wine and do it the way you want to do it.
That's right. We had to find a winemaker, which was the DeRose family, and they wanted nothing to do with us originally. The old man said, no, basically, get out of my shop. he said, don't send me your fruit. I will dump it. I will not sell it on. I won't turn it into bulk juice. I'll dump it at the town dump, and I'll send you the bill. So don't send me that fruit, you know. We had to build a winery. We had to get the licenses. We had to design a bottle, a whole product. And my wife and I, all we really had in our pockets was, you know, cattle, some horses, and some fruit hanging in the vineyard. We eventually put it all together with DeRose, and they've been with us ever since. The food component actually came on afterwards. I cooked one, what was it, Valentine's Day? A couple of years ago, I did some cooking, and then from that, people started to want good food at our place. We kind of were introduced to John through Eric at the Ridge Rider, Eric Robansky. And Eric said, I really want you to try this guy's cooking. I would have bet you $10,000 that this cook stank. If he was living up in the town of Shingle, I said, no way, he's no good. He cannot be good. And he blew us away. From day one, he's never stopped. His food is never not bullseye, right on.
Well, you know, John, you know, you've been on the show a couple of times. We've had events out there, and your background is also, for people that don't know you, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a native of Redding, California. I was born here. I didn't spend a whole lot of time. I spent all my summers here with my grandparents. Playing with my pen, yeah.
That's the click noise.
That's the click.
These are good mics. They pick up everything
really
around.
They definitely do. I spent a lot of time in Arizona and Hawaii prior to that, and learned my craft from some phenomenal chefs. I bumped elbows with Albert Roux and Jacques Pepin. Julia Child, yeah. I actually broke Opus 1 in 84 at the Expo du Vin, and I work with some phenomenal chefs there under the Southwestern Cuisine logo, so to speak, Mark Miller and a few other fine people. But most importantly, it was time to kind of take a breath and realize that I needed some quiet time, and I took it here in Shingletown. I thought, what a great place to come home to. And I was very fortunate to be asked to cook for Mr. Anselmo one evening, and the two of us made some medicine. Our recipe for success was there, and he saw it, I saw it, and we've been plugging away. We focus on the important few. I don't try and tackle the world. I try to provide something at Anselmo Vineyards that you can't get anywhere else. But we're true. We don't. The cuisine is pure. We don't try to throw smoke and mirrors at your bunch of bubbles and things like that. It is what it is. And I try to follow certainly what Mr. Albert taught me was to pace myself, not to explode all at once. And so we take it at the pace that is comfortable for certainly the ranch and our guests.
Well, you know, the way we were introduced to Insomo Vineyards was because John has been a listener of ours since our very first show on August 4th, 2007.
Yeah, that was a breath of fresh air.
And, you know, since then, you know, we have stayed in contact via emails and phone calls, but we never met. And then we got the that email that said, you know, you need to come up here to the vineyard and see what it's like. He says, two reasons. He says, I'm cooking. And two, you're going to, you know, you got to meet the owner. And so we did what, I guess, last year, it was 7 months ago at least.
August. Whenever,
yeah, August. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so August. And we've never looked back.
And you have something in common, of course, with Reverge.
Well, Reverge is also a former Marine that was in Beirut during that October 1983 time. In fact, RC has brought Tim Garrity to us, Colonel Garrity, and we had nothing but, dozens of emails and phone calls and people stopping and saying what a great hour and a half that was with the Colonel, and when's he going to come back? And I believe we're working on that right now.
Yeah, we're trying to schedule that with him for June, and he has a trip into the Midwest, I think the 18th to 24th, so maybe we can do it on either side of those dates. Yeah. But when he gets back here, you should also see what he's allowed to say about some of his work with the Special Operations Group of CIA. They don't pull a Second Force Recon Commander out of Vietnam and ask them to analyze stuff. He has fantastic stories about stuff they did using, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but these big yachts that were owned by famous people, and they lured bad guys onto the boats and disposed of them.
Who knows what that's worth right now? It could just be something we read in a book right then. But we have to take a break. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. The time is 8:21. And will join us after these messages.
Oh, yeah. Can you just see me coming from the left wing? Love it. Good morning, Reading. 605-4567. That is our hotline into the studios. This is Carla Lindebot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. It's 8:24 in the morning. If you're just joining us, I want to tell you about the weather. It's currently 46 degrees. Today, it's going to be high 62. And according to our weathercast, we have scattered thunderstorms after 11 a.m., but it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 62. And tonight, isolated showers before 11 p.m. Our weather is always brought to you by Insomo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Now, you hear us say that every day, and so guess who we have in the studio this morning? Love it.
We have R.C. Insomo. From the Seven Hill Land and Cattle Company, but also Insomo Vineyards, and he brought his chef with him, John Stadelli. R.C.
Good morning.
Now, we've talked about how, you know, you came out here and you found
I've been
place.
Here a while. I don't know why I just greeted you again. It just seemed appropriate
well,
to do
Well, because, you know, you never know. People come in people, and they go and they're on their way to work.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you know, a lot of them have hopped in the car to head to work now, so... But, you know, R.C., one of the things we talked about was, you know, you found the place and then you built it. And we just had an email from one of our listeners that said, what was your experiences when you were building it? Was it a business-friendly atmosphere for you? Or
not at all. I was lured, I was beguiled because I was led to believe that it would be. And actually, as the adventure progressed, I can actually tell you I've done easier business in communist Poland. I've had to deal with the Russian mafia shooting a movie in Prague. They gave us at one point 1 hour to get out of a cemetery. All of that was easier to do business than dealing with the planning department in the county of Shasta. There's no secret about that. I'm in a lawsuit with them, which I shouldn't probably discuss in detail. I don't want to absorb the time of the show. It's actually fun. Because I was put totally through the mill, and now I just get to make them answer for that.
Well, you know, the thing is that we've heard, you know, from various, you know, we had our Young Entrepreneur Week. We've had, as you know, many businesses on our show. And if it makes you feel any better, that you're not the only one. We heard some stories.
That makes me feel worse.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, the thing is why is that happening? We heard stories the other night that, you know, we can't talk about it because the people begged us not to talk about it on the radio because it would get worse. Because if, as soon as we said what it was, and it had to do with, you know, so many simple things, that one of the people from the planning department out there just made their lives miserable. And if they mention what it is, if we mention what it is, they would know who it is, and then they would never get a permit again for anything.
Oh, tough. That's not true.
Well, but the thing is that you're not the only one we've been hearing this from.
No, of course not. But there's no reason for anybody to bite their tongues, not tell the truth, try to keep it quiet, and spare the conflict of personal animosity. So what if that arises? You know, go ahead. I mean, conflict is not something you should be afraid of. Good things come from conflict.
Good things come from chaos. Chaos brings change. For when you're the battles you're in, we don't want to get too far into it, but one of the things is that to hear somebody say that it was easier working in communist Poland than it was in Shasta County.
Much more straightforward.
And straightforward in the sense that they told you what they needed and that was it.
Oh, they hated what we were doing. I put in the first unmonitored telephone line between Poland and the United States of America. It went across our satellite, and the Polish government could not hear it because it was encoded. It was ciphered, and it was on a private line that they had no access to, and it was on a satellite, and they had no gear to capture it. It was for a news agency. Well, I mean, when you go into the communist... director of telecommunications of communist Poland, and you chew it all over about what's going to happen here. I mean, they were very hostile to what we were doing, but it was legal for us to do this for that news service, and they had their first ever direct news source that was unfiltered from Washington D.C. bureau right to Warsaw.
Well, that must have been something interesting for them,
and much easier to do than to build a barn in Shasta County.
Our guest is R.C. Anselmo from Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company and Anselmo Vineyards. And it's like you said, it's no secret that you've been doing battle with Shasta County now for, what, two or three years?
No, four.
4 years?
But the direct passion of moving forward is an incredible experience. We're going to give you directions. We're going to talk about what's coming up, and we're going to talk about future plans. How about that?
Very nice.
Okay. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 at 729. Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are, Bob assures me, streaming at KCNR1460.com. You got any questions, just send them to Linda at KCNR 1460. I said 7:30. I meant 8:30. It's 8:34 now. Our guest is R.C. Anselmo from the Anselmo Vineyards. He brought along his right-hand man and the chef, John Stadelli.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, and every time we come back, it's good morning because people come in and out, but mainly they just stay with us.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is a big day. Kind of, you are creating history tomorrow for Anselmo Vineyards.
Like I said, we're having the first ever annual, we'll see if there's two, but anyway, first annual hot rod car show starting tomorrow about 11. I'm picking up Paul LaMatte and Bo Hopkins today at about 1, bringing them up to the ranch. I guess they'll maybe tag into your show tomorrow morning, but they'll be up there with us. We'll have 50 very cool, fast, the insurance values on these cars is phenomenal. I think some of them go up to, you know, $450,000.
Wow.
But we have 50 cars parked up there. Lot of stuff. John, actually, what is the food? It's not our typical thing.
Right. No, actually, 50 cars, 50 days, you know, it's kind of the 50s. So we decided that we would do... the Anselmo cheeseburger that we do, 055 cheeseburger up there for that day. It's phenomenal. The prime Angus beef is beyond. There's nothing like it.
Which is a phenomenal hamburger. This is like the creme de la creme hamburger.
Absolutely. It's a little bit different, but it's served on a great soft potato roll. You know, we don't boast any mayonnaise and mustard. We do with a little bit of a whole grain mustard, but that's about it. The meat is way too good to put anything on it. We got banana splits and chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry shakes.
I'm not sure how all that goes with red wine, because that's my business, is selling red wine. But he can have.
And there's plenty of that, and there is plenty of that as well.
Fries?
I'm sorry?
Fries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to have French fries. Yeah, you must.
Well, now, you mentioned, Bo Hopkins and Paul Lamont here coming in. And for our people that are of our age group and younger, and people that watch, you know, movies, that they were in this movie called American Graffiti, one of the probably classics of all times that, made. There's a lot of people in it, Ron Howard, Cindy Williams, Suzanne Summers, of course, Harrison Ford, Paul Amott, Bo Hopkins, all these people and many more were in that movie all went on to do something, great in their lives. So they've come up here to be, to hang out at the show tomorrow.
If I can give it to you quickly, when I was in sixth grade, I saw American Graffiti with all my friends. We went about five times. And actually, due to that movie, the girls in the class decided to have a sock hop. And because I was such a bad child and a truant student and a problem, they actually would not allow me to go to that sock hop. At the end of sixth grade, I was not allowed to be on the property of the school. And I remember watching that movie thinking, I'd see Paul LaMatt up there because he was so cool. He's the only guy who ever really gave James Dean a run for his money. And he just burns up the screen, that movie. And I just said privately, I couldn't express this to anybody, but I was frustrated trying to get people to understand, that is my friend up there. You don't understand that, but I know that somehow. But, 30 years later or something, I do wind up meeting the guy, and we were instant friends, and we've been friends for, 12, 14 years or something. Yeah, Paul and I just constantly used to hang out in the valley together.
And I'm sure these are wonderful stories, by the way. I'm sure everybody's, burning to ask questions. But Beverly D'Angelo, give us a little background there. And
she's
coming up
too,
to perform. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Bev and Carrie Fisher always get into this thing. It's in the movies, Postcards from the Edge. They constantly wind up clashing over vaguely romantic interest in the same guy. And actually, the last time I checked, that was the guy. But I kind of just knew them both, and I guess they both got pissed off at each other and then at me. But Bev was a friend that I met just through the movie business. She's an excellent singer. A lot of people don't know that she has a gold record for Good Morning Starshine and Hair. She did her own singing in Coal Miner's Daughter, where she played Patsy Cline. They know her as Mrs. Griswold from the Vacation movies, but she's done a lot of fantastic stuff that is beyond that.
I didn't know that she was a singer.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to come in on her with a trio?
Her brother, who's her arranger, and another musician, and they'll be playing up at the ranch from 3 to 5 on Thursday evening.
Okay. So that's following the 11 o'clock, the show, while we're up there having hamburgers and fries and root beer floats and strawberry shakes. And, I'm hungry. Beverly D'Angelo, what a great way to kind of cap the night.
Yeah, she's very nice, very warm.
And so it goes
Italian, of course, like me and John.
So it goes from 11 to 5. And now, how do we get up there? How do we get to Anselmo Vineyards?
From I-5, we're downtown, ready to take Highway 44 east to Mount Lassen, just about exactly 20 miles. You'll see Inwood Road on the left. It's a left-hand turn only. When you're on Inwood Road, you're on the ranch, and the headquarters is 1 mile in. Nothing could be simpler.
It's probably about 8 miles before Shingletown, before you get up there.
It's 7.5, 8 miles before the town of Shingle. If you've gone to Black Butte, then you've gone just a little too far.
There's a big blue sign.
Big
blue sign
on the left hand side.
Vineyards.
That's right. And we have 50 cars up there, all ready to go.
50 cars and drivers.
It's tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow is April 15th. It just blows my mind how fast it's tax day. If you've gone up for the day, and of course there's all kinds of events happening in town tomorrow night that are also extensions of Cool April Night. And let's talk about Friday, or do we need to take a break?
Yeah, let's talk about Friday.
Yeah, well, we need to take a break first, and then we can get into Friday. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Hi, this is Doug with Golden.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Fine walk-in humidor there, Espresso Joe's, but they're going to be out at Anselmo's on Friday, and we're going to have a big night out there Friday. If, you know, tomorrow's going to be big, 50 cars, show and shine from 11 to 5. It's going to be a great time. The 055 burgers, those are, and that's from cattle raised on the ranch, right? So we know who 055 is.
We do.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm on a first name basis there, but
his name was Funyun.
Funyun, anyway, and Funyun tastes great, by the way. I like Funyun. But then Friday is going to be another evening of a first, really, a jazz night. And also a cigar.
Directed at cigar smokers, yes.
That's right. You know, we're going to have cigar tasting out there, but also wine tasting and a night of jazz, but also great food. So, John, tell us what's on the menu out there.
Let's see. We've got a great roasted veal chop. We have a Chateaubriand. We have a fire-roasted flank steak. Scampi, that the shrimp are way too big. Don't know where they got them. Of course, our signature concept brisket, for those that need their meat well done. This has been in the oven for a long time.
Phenomenal.
Yes. We have handmade gnocchi. We have a Caesar salad, a Tuscan salad, a tangy noodle salad, a creamy spinach cheddar soup. I've got soups coming out my ears right now. We're open during the day for soup and salad, so we try to give a great variety up there as well.
Now, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is
Linda's singing.
There you go. Yeah. You know, RC, you hit it perfect.
Well, what Rick Hill and I, you know, of course we like to come with Pam, and we bring our friends up there because it really is, we love to get, it's a getaway. You just forget for a minute where you are, and it's a great escape, and we go up there, we can't stay less than 5 hours anytime we go. So we thought, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just do a night of music and bring in some cigars. And so Shelley, who owns Tobacco and Brew, is coming up and bringing a variety of cigars. And I understand she's going to have some surprise giveaways. So there'll be cigars, and then Rick and Pat Karch and Lou White and JR and Bobby Veramendes. That's the trio. Pat will be sitting in. I'll be singing. It's going to be just cool jazz, kind of background, neat, kind of like the stuff when we first came there. You were playing Tony Bennett, Sinatra, and Dean, all of our favorites. And so we're going to be doing stuff like that. Rick, who's a phenomenal guitar player. We're just going to have a good night, just a great night to come up and just hang out and really get to see and feel the experience.
Yeah, I've also got a liqueur that was just issued to me by Trevor Macy. I don't even want to name this thing because I don't want any prejudices involved. I would never have drank this kind of a drink in my life, but now it has really converted me, blown me away, and we're going to put that out for the first time on Friday night to go with the cigars and the menu that John has made.
That's great.
We are so excited about this. Okay, well, so let's talk about future events at Anselmo.
May 1st after, I guess, our next big one coming up, we'll have to work up all our calves. We have between 80 and 90 calves to brand and castrate. And if anybody out there has friends who are in the FBI-listed domestic terror organization called PETA, please bring them along. I'll have a conversation with you in the corral. But that'll be fun. If you want to buy one of our calves and have them fed up for you, we'll do that over the course of a year. We've done several of those, but you can pick a calf that day. And who's invited is the people on our wine club list. And the rest of them will be Tyler Martinez, Bub Reagan, all these, the cowboy crew from Red Bluff that come up every year.
Great. So that's on May 1st. So then there's, so the summer is always, things are going to be going on during the summer, I'm sure. as we move into that.
You have to get my wife on the show because she knows everything that we're going to be doing. I don't really know, and she's just exhausting to keep up with, you know.
Well, it is.
I'll second that.
Well, yeah. The two of you, or the whole group up there, does a great job at bringing out an experience, and that's the only thing that I don't know how else to describe it. Is it's an experience every time.
Let's go to the phones here, Sharon.
Yes,
you're on KCNR. I understand you want to talk about a show tonight.
Well, I do, but, you know, I got to go to this Ensemble Vineyards. I've never been there, and it sounds like a wonderful place. So this is very interesting. I've never known.
Yeah, Sharon, sorry, come on up. You're late to the party. Hurry.
Well, you know, I'm really tempted to ask you to a party because you used to be in show business.
That's right. I used to. That's with a capital U.
A capital U, right. Well, moving up here, I would love to see that sort of industry become a very valid industry here in the North State, where we actually could make money off of that. So anyway,
I know,
that would scare you away. But something new and high tech, not something different. But anyway, and so I've been getting involved with television here, and tonight I'm putting on another production of Hand Me the Mic, and this show is going to be all about the mechanics of organics. We're going to talk about organic foods and what makes organics, where do they come from, where do we get it, is it really any good for you, and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, some of the people from around here that you all know, and even Bob Belongi and his wife Brenda, are going to help out with the show. We've got great crew. It's going to be a great show. It's going to air tonight at 7:30 on Charter Cable, Channel 11.
And this is going to be organic food, real or fake? Right?
Well, pretty much, yeah. We've got some great guests that are going to be there, and we've got Jerry Long and Ken the Soil Man is going to be there, and Wayne Kessler, Brian Garcia from Gorilla Bites. So we've got a lot of other guests, and it'll ought to be a very informative show on a very wide topic that's just growing.
Well, I raised some organic beef. I have one herd that is organic. I'm getting out of that business. It's so horrible you get so inspected by the state of California on your organic program. Keep it. Stay home, state of California. I'll just give you commercial beef, which is basically the same.
Well, you know, we're going to learn a lot about that. And that's another thing on the show and on the community access station. We're allowed to bring stuff like that without being censored. And you've talked so much about the cost of being able to get permitted to do things and now the inspections. It's crazy how much it costs to do stuff.
Thank you, Sharon, for your call.
Okay, again, that's tonight at 7:30 on Channel 11, Organic Food.
Thanks. We've got to take a break here. This is it's 8:50 in the morning, currently 47 degrees. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. When you get a chance, you go to Redding.com, look at Mark Beecham's blog. Obviously, Mark was listening this morning, something about it's easier doing business in Communist Poland than in Shasta County. Go to his blog, Mark Beecham's blog, Redding.com.
I love it. You know, sometimes, it's always great when somebody just sticks their neck out and just says things. You know, says what they feel. And for some people, it's uncomfortable because you don't just go in the flow. And you know, it's like being a great chef or a great artist. You have to take chances. And we love that about what you guys have brought up here, because what you've done is, you know, you cleared the land, you created a place for people to come and gather. Can we talk a little bit about your wine?
Sure.
Reverge? And let's talk about, you've won some awards with your wines, and what's coming up in the next year with your wine?
Well, we're going to be having the wines competed probably again in San Francisco, where they picked up three medals last year, but we're also going to put it into Orange County wine competition, which is it's a good venue. We want to see what a different crowd thinks of our wine also. I must tell you, there's no way that our wine could fail. That is genetic to me. I've done 4 alcoholic institutions. I've paid for the good wine most of my life. I know the good stuff, and I cannot be deceived about a good wine. That's just, that was going to come no matter what.
Well, the wine there is excellent, and I don't have the palate that you or Linda or many other people have, but I know what I like, and I like that. I need to ask about Puppy. How's he doing?
Ah, the youngest puppy. He's doing well through his efforts. He works very hard at the vineyard. He has always got his head down, his butt up, moving. But through his efforts, I believe the young man purchased his first car.
Yay!
Yesterday, I think.
Puppy.
So everybody turn your driver's licenses in because he's driving now.
What did he get? Congratulations,
you know
puppy.
What? I think he got a nice, big, tall, white pickup.
Oh,
that's what I hear.
Good.
Staying in congruency with us at the vineyard.
And people are listening going, what is a puppy? Puppy is a young man that had said, you know, I will work with you for a year. Mm-hmm. And his parents, agreed to that. He comes up on a weekend, stays with you and your family.
Yep.
And he works. He works in the kitchen there. It's a very high standards. And he's, what, 16 or 17?
He just turned 17. It's kind of a mentoring program that I feel extremely comfortable with. At least I know what these young kids, the few that I have up there, are doing on the weekends. They're with me. They're not creating havoc anywhere else in town, and they're doing some fine work. It's a wonderful opportunity for them, but it's even more wonderful for me. I truly enjoy it, and I encourage any businessman to grab one of these kids. You know, you got to give back what you learned. That's how you keep it. And so I encourage anybody to take on these kids. Just get them for a year. Make them sign something for you for 1 year from the day you speak to them. If they really, truly do it, they'll say yes right then and there. And then take them all the way through. Show them what you know.
And so now he's learning at the knee of a 5-star chef.
Yeah, and he's learning at my expense. I think he should be paying me. He knows that. How can he afford a car already?
And also, now, he just works 5% to the owner who made it all possible.
Exactly.
You know, we've got like 2 minutes left. RC, any last thoughts here? Any last final
volleys?
I
don't know, but we're going to have, especially starting Cool April Nights on Friday and really all through the summer, if you want to know where everybody's really hanging out and having fun, obviously it's our place. Please bring your own Alka-Seltzer because everybody keeps borrowing mine and I run out.
Okay, and tomorrow it starts at 11 o'clock at Insomo's Vineyard out there, 11 to 5, Cool April Nights, a show and shine with 50 great cars.
Wine and Dine.
And Wine and Dine out there.
Check out our website, too. Yeah. A lot of that stuff will come up on the website.
And that is the...
Now I'm drawing a blank because they just
Seven
changed.
Hills,
the yeah, Seven it's a Seven Hills. The Seven Hills website.
Right.
Seven Hills. It's Anselmo Vineyards or bar7h.com.
Right. Either one of those.
Right.
And then Friday, then it's a cigar testing and wine tasting and jazz
right.
on Friday.
I have a feeling a little bit like this show is all one long commercial for my ranch, which I didn't really mean it for me. We have to bring the colonel back up here for a book signing, right. Get him back on your radio show. And most people know this, but anybody who walks up the ranch finds me, I'm always willing to talk about how to get better government out of this group downtown. But there's an old saying that says that people receive the government they deserve. Well, I personally deserve better, and I'm interested in helping anybody get better from here.
Well, and today we always like to bring in a business and introduce them, and there's been a lot of misconceptions about what goes on up there in Inwood, so... This is one of the ways.
You have to see what was done. It's absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely.
I've seen beautiful places on this planet. That is a beautiful place.
Now, our guests tomorrow are the Tea Party from the Reading Tea Party Patriots, Aaron Ryan.
And maybe we'll get lucky and Bo Hopkins and Paula Matt will drop by. Or they'll call in, but we'd like to have them drop by.
We also have some more representatives from Cool April Night to talk about what's going on there. So... Join us tomorrow for that. That's going to be a good one. And then Friday, we are going to be on location at Tobacco and Brew, and our guest is going to be Ken Murray.
All right.
So that should be interesting. So this is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.